Well, we are due to have a close encounter with an asteroid this afternoon as it passes very close to Earth. And joining us live to talk about it, Greg Redfern, NASA ambassador to the solar system and space contributor to WTOP. You know, Greg, often when a company has a big event, they'll schedule some stunt ahead of time to draw attention to it. I don't know how NASA arranged for this meteor thing over Russia, but that was crazy.
Oh, it sure was. And I think we need to tell everybody, Mike and Bruce, 2012 DA-14 will not repeat, will not ever, is going to.
Oh, the phone just dropping out.
The phone just dropping out there a second. Let's see if we can. Are you with us, Greg?
Yes, I'm sorry, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, move from that position.
Okay, sorry about that.
Go ahead. Okay. Now, you're telling us not to be afraid of what's going to happen today.
That is correct. 2012 DA-14 is going to pass at 2:25 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at a distance of 17,150 miles over Sumatra. It is not going to hit us. These two events aren't related, but like you said, what great publicity for the, you know, the big act this afternoon.
Now, check your math on that.
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
On this asteroid for this afternoon, I've heard scientists say it'll give us a chance to learn a lot about it. What kind of information will they be able to get from this asteroid?
Well, as it's coming in and as it goes by and it goes out, we're going to be observing it with optical telescopes, and we're going to be using our radio telescopes to bounce radar beams off of the asteroid as it goes by. The whole idea is we're going to try and get a 3D view of what this asteroid looks like in radar. We're going to be able to measure how much light it reflects. We're going to be able to get a better idea of how bright it is, and that's going to lead to refinement of how big it is, maybe what it's made of, and we're really going to nail down what its orbit is as it goes out, because this guy's going to stay around us for a while. It's going to keep coming back. We want to make sure that we don't have any closer encounters with this asteroid.
Wow.
Because this is the same class size of asteroid that hit Tunguska June 30th, 1908, and took out an area forest two-thirds the size of Rhode Island. Hmm. So we want to know what it's doing.
Yeah, absolutely we want to know what it's doing. And I think importantly for a lot of people, maybe we've watched too many Hollywood movies, you can yell at me if that's the case, Greg, who are wondering, is there anything we could do about it?
Well, this asteroid, Mike and Bruce, was discovered on 23 February 2012. Would we have been able to mount a planetary defense? Would we have been able to get Bruce Willis on the contract to go out there and take care of it? I don't know. But the point is, Mother Nature has given us two little warnings today. We better look at planetary defense and what are our responses if something like this is coming to us in the future, which is going to happen. Someday, one of these space rocks is going to have our name on it, and we're going to have a response. And I'm hoping to put something together for the people to read this weekend at WTOP on that
very
subject.
Cool.
Planetary defense.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Greg. Good to talk to you, as always.
Always a pleasure, Mike and Bruce.
Greg Redfern, NASA ambassador to the solar system and space contributor to WTOP.